You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Shira Eli, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTR Radio.
Was it difficult taking those days off over All-Star and not participating in the USA basketball event?
Yeah, it definitely holds a special place, and I know in my heart, I can speak for Tina, Katie, and Lisa as well, but it always comes to a point in everyone's career, whether it's in the WNBA, in Europe, or with USA basketball, where you feel like, okay, I think I've done all that I can do in this era, so it's time for me to pass the torch to someone else. And when they started to make the team and whatnot, you know, I still had the butterflies and everything that are associated with that. But once I was away from it, I felt like I made the right decision because it's rather grueling and it's rather intense as well. And you have to dedicate so much of your time and energy. And it's something that I just didn't want to do anymore at this point in my life.
Well, I thought when they did the All-Star, when they made that WNBA All-Star team to compete against them, I thought just out of principle that you, Tina, and Katie all should have been on that team because you deserved, for all the years that you've done for USA Basketball, I thought you deserved to be on the court with them and get a proper send-off from the crowd.
Yeah, that would have been a very nice gesture, but we need you to be the head of the committee to decide those type of decisions.
Hi, this is David Siegel, the host of Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops. You can find our show each and every Wednesday on www.wstrradio.com, and I know you're going to enjoy it.